Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at the headlines this evening. Donegal County Council has confirmed that the Mill Bridge in Buncrana will be subject to a road closure from Monday to Friday next week. A public meeting has been organised for Sunday concerning issues around school bus places for children in Donegal. Donegal County Council has agreed to meet with councillors from the Glenties Municipal District to discuss the fire services on Arranmore Island. And Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill says that she still has confidence in the management of HSE regions despite overspending. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we will have an update of all the sport with Oisin at 5:45. But first, Donegal County Council has confirmed that the Mill Bridge in Buncrana will be subject to a road closure from Monday to Friday next week for essential roadworks. Diversions will be in effect for the duration of the works, with delays expected. A local representative says this announcement has caused further frustration from residents, adding to what is felt by the current one-way system in operation on the bridge. Councillor Jack Murray explains what he would like to see to alleviate concerns from residents and motorists alike.
Yeah, look, it's frustration at the works that are planned at the station for some time now. Ever since the temporary measures were introduced at the Mill Bridge, it's caused a huge frustration, driver road rage, and great annoyance into a town. One of the main thoroughfares at the Buncrana has been made one way, and now it looks like it's going to become more and more permanent, or at least more long term, as the water barriers are removed and the one way system is going to be kept in place. Obviously, people have been hoping that it'll be open up again. We allow two way traffic, and that's something that absolutely has to happen. There's a priority for all of us in elected office in Buncrana. The solution, I think, is quite simple. There should be a pedestrian footbridge outside the bridge, remove the footpath completely and allow two-way traffic to flow. It's one of the most awkward junctions in Inishowen, with entrances, four separate entrances coming onto a one-way bridge. It's causing chaos. So, look, I'll keep fighting along with other councillors to until we get that funding that's required from government, from the Department of Transport, to get this footbridge and at last open up this main thoroughfare into the town once again.
A public meeting has been organised for Sunday concerning issues around school bus places for children in Donegal. This has been organised by Donegal A&T chairperson Rebecca McDade, with the aim of finding out the true extent of the problem. She says that problems have emerged around school bus places for a range of issues. The meeting will take place in Room 2 at the Letterkenny Community Centre at 7 p.m. Well, Rebecca McDade joined the Greg Hughes Show this week and highlighted that the lack of a bus place can bring financial burdens to families.
That is an issue for another family where they are paying a private operator, and we're very thankful for that. I mean, it's great that we have that service, but the problem is that if you look at a household and what they have to pay out, given the circumstances, the cost of living, the cost of everything, the cost of diesel now is going up and fuel. So, I mean, there's extra cost on every household.
Donegal County Council has agreed to meet with councillors from the Glenties Municipal District to discuss the fire service on Arranmore Island, and in particular, the council's intentions regarding retained fire service personnel on the island. The meeting was sought by Councillor Micheál Colmgill-Asbug, who has welcomed the commitment but says he's disappointed that the fire service union and island representatives are not being invited. He said there is a wider issue regarding fire service arrangement on all the county's offshore islands that also needs to be on the agenda.
It's certainly encouraging to see that the council has now agreed that they would meet with the six councillors. But what's not to my satisfaction and others is the fact that we're not getting to have a meeting with the Arranmore community, the wider community. I spoke during the week with Donegal County Council, and I requested not just that they obviously meet with us six councillors, but that there would be representatives from the fire service there, O.L.N.R. Moore, and the trade union. I think it's really, really important that all those that has a stake in this sit around the table and get to the position, which is that they retain the retainer on Arranmore. And also there has to be a wider discussion, not just for Ellen Arranmore, Ellen Hardy. I find it very dismissive, and I find it unfair and an inequality. The island community do deserve and should have an equal brigade as we have in the mainland. And that will cost money, there's no doubt about it. But we know that there is money in the state if the state was only willing to actually give it to rural areas and our rural island community.
Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill says that she still has confidence in the management of HSE regions despite overspending. At the end of August, the HSE had a cash deficit of €696 million. Minister McNeill was speaking after four HSE regions lost their day-to-day spending powers following budget overruns. One of those regions is HSE West and North West. She says spending must now be brought under control and budgets need to be reined in for the year.
Well, at the moment, we're 700, it's 760 in total, but the piece that we're really watching is the pay number. And at that point, you know, I don't want to see that grow any further. I want to see, over the next 4 months, that being reined in. So I'd prefer not to put a projection on it. I don't accept the projections because they imply continued hiring in a way that isn't appropriate at this stage of the year. I have to say there are 5,000 new people in the health service since this time last year. There has been extremely large recruitment. You know, we have 3,000 people in the health system just in the first few months of this year. So there has been extraordinarily high recruitment. That has to be balanced over the final 4 months of the year, as it was not in the first 4 months of the year.
Geoffrey Donaldson is due in court in 2 weeks following a brief review at Uri Crown Court today. The former DUP leader was found guilty of 18 counts of historical child sex abuse against two victims in June following a four-week trial. His wife Eleanor Donaldson was found to have committed five acts of aiding and abetting her husband but cannot be criminally convicted. Judge Paul Ramsey confirmed he has received two victim impact reports and said a probation report has been completed. Geoffrey Donaldson was not required to attend today's hearing. The EU's Special Committee on the Housing Crisis has heard that major housing investment must be taken off the books. Midlands Northwest MEP Kieran Mullooly, who's vice chair, raised concern about the EU's Housing Commission's estimate that an additional €150 billion is needed to address Europe's housing needs. Mr. Mullooly questioned where the funding will come from. He says there needs to be new ideas to fix the issue.
We must take funding for housing out of the requirements of the Stability and Growth Pact. If we can do it for defence, Commissioner, and we've recently done it for energy security measures, we must do it for one of the greatest crises of our generation, housing, or we will never come up with the €150 billion based on the simple facts. Colleagues, I say we need innovative ways of dealing with this problem. Business as usual is not going to cut it, I'm afraid. And of course, I'm happy to see the Commission has recommended that we fast-track the approval processes for renovations, that we introduce faster dispute resolution and time limits for judicial reviews, and that we work with the EIB and other institutions to properly fund housing constructions. However, this is not going to really move the dial for those young people trying to move out on their own, the people you just referred to. So therefore, I'm putting forward a bold new proposal, Commissioner, something which will really deliver for our young people. Your first EU keys guarantee, as announced by my political group Renew today, I'm calling on the Commission, ahead of the speech of the Commission President of the State of the Union, to put in place a guarantee for every young person, a guarantee that already works very well in other member states, to each young person that they will fund the deposit on their first home, so they do not have to find thousands of euros up front for a security deposit on top of the rent. And backed by the European Investment Funding Bank, this is a clear, measurable and a direct action the EU can take to alleviate the pressure on young people across the EU and provide them with a start in life that can really build on.
The Psychiatric Nurses Association formally notified the HSE that its members will engage in industrial action starting on the 1st of October. It follows a ballot of its members in a row over pay and is the latest public sector union to back industrial action. The action will take the form of a work to rule. However, the PNA warns if no progress is made in resolving this dispute, the PNA will escalate the action up to and including strike action. Yesterday, SIPTU's health division confirmed it will engage in a work to rule at 30 hospitals on September the 30th, including at Letterkenny and Sligo. A regional balance bill proposed by Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin has passed second stage in the Assembly of Stormont this week. Ms McLaughlin says if passed, her private member's bill would place a legal duty on the executive to tackle economic disparities across Northern Ireland, with time-bound targets, measurable outcomes and annual accountability measures to track progress. She told the Assembly for decades communities like Derry and the North West heard promises about addressing regional imbalance, but too often the investment, jobs and opportunities have failed to follow. Now, Ms McLaughlin says her bill would force the government to look at the whole of Northern Ireland and the border region.
The framework would establish an accountability using evidence to identify where disparities exist and allowing us to track whether those gaps narrow over time. The evidence would include cross-border data reflecting the realities of our economy, where many people live, work and commute across the border every single day. In part two of the legislation, government would also have to come back to this Assembly and tell us what it has done and, crucially, what difference is it making. That takes regional balance beyond a statement of intent and puts structure around how government actually delivers it. In the bill, we have included provisions not just to report for reporting's sake, but also to evaluate progress, so we change an approach if it's not working. Those are the fundamental principles that I am asking members to support today. I want them to support the transparency, the accountability and the need for every department to contribute to our shared mission to build a fair economy, and the policy architecture and infrastructure that is actually needed in order to deliver it. I want members from different constituencies and different political traditions to see something of their own communities in this legislation. This is about unlocking potential of all the places that we represent. We have talked about regional balance for a very, very long time. We all agree that nobody should be written off because of their postcode. This bill gives us the opportunity to move regional balance from an aspiration of government to a responsibility of government, measured in law and held accountable.
The Irish Cancer Society says it wants to do more in Donegal, acknowledging that as the level of cancer survivorship rises, so too does the demand for its services. Chief Operations Officer Adele Shovlin was in Letterkenny this week, where she received a cheque for over €263,000, the proceeds of this year's Relay for Life Donegal event. Ms Shovlin, a native of Ardrah, says recent figures are very positive and they want to keep investing in research to ensure the number surviving cancer continues to grow.
Recent figures released from the Cancer Registry of Ireland suggest that over the last reporting period, which was in 2023, in Ireland, 2 in 3 cancer patients are surviving a cancer diagnosis, compared with 1 in 2 back in 1994. So it's really positive, the direction of travel for survivorship within cancer.
There is then more demand for the services being provided, more demand for research, more demand for money to be put into funding the eradication and management of cancer.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, the more money we can put into research, the more that that figure can increase and the more people that can survive a cancer diagnosis. But also we have to make sure that we're supporting the people that are living after a cancer diagnosis. Some people are living with invisible side effects and side effects that may impact their quality of life. And so we want to be able to do everything we can to support people's quality of life. And so our supports and services that we have within our survivorship packages are there to do that. Things like access to a dietitian who's oncology trained, access to free exercise classes, things like that, that are there to support people through their post their cancer diagnosis and into the future.
And a lot of those services actually arose from research that was carried out some years ago in Letterkenny.
Absolutely, yes, research that you know, that has informed what we need to be doing in order to support these people more.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, your home for GAA gear.
It's 14 minutes to 6 here in Highland Radio, and it's time to go over to the sports desk and say good evening to Chris Ashmore.
We begin with golf, and it's day two of the Irish Open at Doonbeg, and Shane Lowry has set a new course record as he charged to the top of the leaderboard. With the details from the course in County Clare, here's Dennis Kerwin.
Shane Lowry fired in a quite brilliant second round 62 that included 9 birdies and just a single drop shot, and in the process moved to 11 under par to establish a 3-shot lead at the halfway point as he bids to win the Amgen Irish Open for a second time. It was vintage Shane Lowry and he thoroughly enjoyed himself out there.
I felt like I just did a really good job of being aggressive and being patient at the same time and taking my chances when I got them. You know, the support I got and, you know, the way I played, it was nice to give him something to shout about. So yeah, one of the more enjoyable days that I've had.
Larry's nearest challenger is China's Hou Tong Li. He had a fine round of 63. He lies on 8 under par alongside Denmark's Jakob Skov Olesen, who compiled a round of 64. Tom McKibben is on 5 under after a round of 67, while Rory McIlroy is a long way back on 2 under after a second consecutive round of 69. Rory said what Shane did today was very impressive.
It's amazing, you know, what he's doing. He's no stranger to it. Obviously what he did in Portrush a few years ago, obviously went in this tournament back in 09 as an amateur, so he knows how to handle all this stuff.
Shane Lowry famously won the Irish Open as an amateur at Baltrae back in 2009. On that occasion, he shot a second round 62. He will certainly be hoping his 62 today can lead to exactly the same outcome. At the Amgen Irish Open at Doonbeg, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
And Highlands Golf coverage this week from the Irish Open is with Halpiny Golf, top brands, best prices. Meanwhile, Leona Maguire got her Solheim Cup tournament off to a winning start, along with Esther Heisenslate. They got the better of the American duo Andrea Lee and Lindy Duncan in the Netherlands. The United States are currently leading 5-4 as the afternoon four balls edge towards a conclusion. On to soccer in the SSE or Tristy League First Division. Bottom of the table, Finn Harps make the long trek to Ferrycarrig Park to face Wexford this evening. Harps have won just once away from home all season. Wexford will be bidding to get the win they need to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. Well, former Harps skipper Gareth Harkin feels a draw on the road would give the Donegal side a huge lift.
The less goals they ship, the more chances they'll have in the game. So even a draw, 0-0. It provides so much confidence because we done it. I remember when our Harps, we were going through tough times, like getting a 0-0. I think we got a 0-0 one time away to Dundalk. And it just changed the confidence about you going to training next week. And go, and it just lifts the place. So the difference between a confident player and an unconfident player is night and day times.
Elsewhere in the division, champions Cork City host Neighbours Cove Ramblers. Kerry are at home to Bray and UCD meet Athlone. In the Premier Division, the big game is in Inchicore between second place St Patrick's Athletic and leader Shamrock Rovers. Pats are 6 points behind with 7 games to play. Derry City are away to Shelburne. Galway host Bowes. Drogheda take on Sligo Rovers and Waterford are in action against Dundalk. In the Irish League Premiership, top of the table, Coleraine host Ballymena United at the Showgrounds this evening. That has a 7:45 start. And in the Championship, Strabane Athletic play Newry City in Limavady. One game in the Scottish League Cup this evening, Hearts travel to Stenhouse Muir in a quarter-final tie. In Gaelic games, John Kiley will remain in charge of the Limerick hurling team for an 11th season next year. But Jimmy Lee won't be staying on as Limerick's football manager. He has urged the county board to appoint his coach, Michael Cattle, as his successor. Meanwhile, it's another busy weekend of championship action here in Donegal. Our feature games are the Derby ties on Sunday Sport, with Glenn Swilly hosting Termon. Kilcar take on Naebe Columba and Buncrana play Carndonagh. Also this weekend, the Donegal Senior Camogie Final is on tomorrow in Buncrana. Burt face Carndonagh, and that starts at 5 o'clock. And the Donegal Masters are back in an All-Ireland Final tomorrow. They will face Dublin in Lachlan in County Cavan. In cycling, Ireland's Eddie Dunbar has won a chaotic 19th stage of cycling's Vuelta a España. Dunbar made his move on the final climb of today's route in the Andalusian mountains. Enric Mas retained the leader's jersey with 2 stages to go in this year's race. In hockey, Rafo's men's first 11 of their first competitive game of the new season as they are at home to Ballinahinch in the Linden Cup under the lights in Rafo this evening at 7:45. And in tennis, the men's semi-finals take place at the US Open later, with top seed Alexandra Zverev taking on Karen Khachanov. The second semi-final is an all-US tussle between Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafoe. And in athletics, preparations are well underway for this weekend's Eamon Harvey Memorial 10K and 5K runs in Donegal Town on Sunday. Close to 1,500 people are expected to take part. And that is your Friday evening sport.
Thank you very much, Chris. Agus anish anucht le com ferter.
Sé mar mahas a colum ferter an seo le na príomhscéalta. Tá sé fógartha ar an suíomh údar a sponca í go bhfuil scolaireachtaí cartha ar fáil. Lahai Franta Shakti Kerja, August Franta Shakti Nua Isha, is Funis Mona Yavili Euro and Kyon, the Irahori, a winning and Franta Shakti Ama, August the Yah Categorist to Skim, Franta Shakti Kerja, a mask Kerjana na Sunyarakt, a Flamarakt, Magniakt, a Gusgrugarakt, Takarta or Foil, August Franta Shakti Nua Isha, Makasol, a Clactor, Arahish, Technor, Seherlanya, August Kant Haliakt. Gaholas fin apprenticeshakti agus na tarashkinti at a buentlofa egan siv udras bonkai e. Bei Tosker Gladjury Lahar a Kyolkrum agus Sherman as Bronto Gradum Kyol TG Kahar surely Kyolaris na Holskull at Limnia Chidoni Shaw agus Bei Kanturi agus Kyotori agus Livery Special Tater and Statue Laburchuri Nagradum the Iha Lan Kyol Kaluru agus Sim Siok. Say and Group of Cherish the Ladies Aroniu in Mliana Aranog Group of Kyol Namliana. Marv Hartston, Okaj Vliantul, Iho Kalter, Hefi Hefi is a she, a Kaljurahar, an Artelajag de Mimananoher, Bay and Taurani, a Klutcher, August Butcher, and Korn Nashunta, Shannos, the man, Doritus, the sauna, Fihifi is a Kuig, a Kleena, Nigalaher, a Lahar, Egg, Offigi, Linda Lechakanen, and Lechakanen. August Bay Session playing air, Gaziha Arnil on Sagallery, a Gashlangi door. Legenta and Nunanal, Chaspantas de Heher, Ocardiha Elcha and Condi, a char conjeru, Gujira and Ye, Nahihishin. August Taga, Olus, Erfoil, Egg and Sieve, and Corja Condi, Corja Condi Gunanal. Ta and Taratus, Aratus Nigeliga, a glacu, Lehirahish Lahaina, Gomortus, Tai Valinia, Arakal Harrigan, Moore, Ela Changu, Gus Coulter. Oratus Nigeliga, Egeru, Migeru Foher, Egerdausa, Arania to Ahrishurak, Lubini, Agal of Birches, Skelta, Na Skeliat, Na Erlish Kjol, as a triola jagged and Visha and Sprictat at Lahai, Antrilla, Don, Na Comortishin, Stigaholus, Eg Antarctus Bonkai, E. Shumahodsha Eligolier, Slanagus Bannocked.
And the weather, Met Éireann has issued a moderate weather warning for rain in Donegal. A spell of heavy rain with thunderstorms are possible, and it's forecast between 9 o'clock tonight and 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The notice covers Donegal, Leitrim, Sligo, Mayo and Galway. And the weather for the rest of today, mostly dry with sunny spells and just a few isolated showers. Light, locally moderate southwest winds will back southerly and freshen along parts of the west coast. Dry at first tonight with clear spells but becoming wet and windy as rain spreads from the west to all parts. The rain will be heavy, possibly thundery, and may lead to localised flooding. Lows of 11 to 13 degrees. South to southwest winds will increase fresh to strong and gusty with gales developing along parts of the coast. Cloudy, wet and breezy at first tomorrow. The rain will clear southwards in the morning and drier conditions with scattered showers will follow from the north. Highs of 16 to 18 degrees. Fresh and gusty southwest winds, strong at times near the coast, will gradually ease light to moderate westerly during the day. Look back at today's main stories. Donegal County Council has confirmed that the Mill Bridge in Muncrana will be subject to a road closure from Monday to Friday next week for essential roadworks. Diversions will be in effect for the duration of the works, with delays expected. A local representative says this announcement has caused further frustration from residents, adding to what is felt by the current one-way system in operation on the bridge. Councillor Jack Murray has explained what he would like to see to alleviate concerns, and you can hear that on our website, highlandradio.com. A public meeting is being held this Sunday to discuss concerns around school bus places for children in Donegal. The meeting has been organised by Donegal A&T chairperson Rebecca McDade with the aim of establishing the true extent of the problem. She says issues have arisen around the availability of school bus places for a number of reasons. The meeting will take place in Room 2 at Letterkenny Community Centre this Sunday at 7pm. Donegal County Council has agreed to meet with councillors from the Glenties Municipal District to discuss the fire service on Arnamore Island, and in particular the council's intentions regarding retained fire service personnel on the island. The meeting was sought by Councillor Micheál Colm-Glasbog, who has welcomed the commitment but says he's disappointed that the fire service union and island representatives are not being invited. He says there is a wider issue regarding fire service arrangements on all the county's offshore islands that needs to be on the agenda. And Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill says that she still has confidence in the management of HSE regions despite overspending. At the end of August, the HSE had a cash deficit of €696 million. Minister McNeill was speaking after four HSE regions lost their day-to-day spending powers following budget overruns. One of those was the HSE West and Northwest. She says spending must now be brought under control and budgets need to be reined back in. And that's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news once again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, September the 11th. The death has occurred of Mary Ellen Doherty, Glasson, Carrigart. Her remains will leave Lily Hill Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny tomorrow at 6pm, going to the Church of St John the Baptist to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 11:30am, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Philip O'Donnell, 4 Lennon View Remelton, and formerly 30 Willowbrook Glencar Letterkenny. Reposing at the residence of his late parents Hugh and Nelly O'Donnell, Barnhill, Lochnagan, Letterkenny tomorrow and Sunday from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. both days. Requiem Mass on Monday at 12 noon in the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Gortlea, Letterkenny. Burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel. Family time before the funeral. The death has taken place of Patsy Stewart, Cashel Moor, Ards, Creasla. Reposing at his home in Ards until 9 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Funeral Mass in St. Michael's Church, Creasla on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member, or James Harkin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Dennis Gill, Lower Anna, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. going to St. Mary's Church, Clonmany, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to St. Columbkill Village, Clea Clonmany, care of any family member or McFeely Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Albert O'Neill, 15 Sycamore Avenue, Sion Mills. Reposing at his home until removal this evening at 6:30, going to St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Dementia NI, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, Newton Place, Strabane. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Kathleen O'Hagan, née Doherty, Cloughfin, Ballindrate, Lifford, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:45 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Murlough, Lifford at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Orthopaedic Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on clonleaparish.com. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.